Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my company for this week. Hello, Bitsy.
Hello, all.
Tis you. We're so excited to have you onto the podcast this week. How are you?
I'm really good. Really great.
You look like a little, like, just January snowflake.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
So cute.
When I put my coat on, I have this new brooch from my late grandmother.
Yes.
And it looks like I'm a politician going out shaking hands with little babies and trying to get those votes
on the campaign trail. Yeah, before a couple hours ago, you went and got coffee with one of your friends and you went to mass and brunch this morning.
I was wearing the look the whole day, but it really just struck me that I look like I could be a real estate agent in the Upper East Side.
It was hilarious. I'm like, oh, where are we going
today?
It was
very out of nowhere for a Sunday afternoon.
It was really professional, and you have your hair back, which I often think just in the turtleneck, all of them mixed together. It's a vibe, but thanks. I don't know where you thought you were going.
Neither do I.
So what's going on? What's new? What do we need to know?
Well, should we start with my bow and low?
Go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. You're so like nonchalant today.
Well, I actually just recorded an episode with Dad. If I'm being honest with everyone, we did a back to back. We kind of did a doubleheader today. Mm. And he was like, we talked about serious things.
Oh.
So now I'm kind of just like more in my relaxed mode. You know, I'm sitting by the fire. I'm just excited to chat.
Luckily, I have nothing serious to talk about.
That's so. Everyone has their roles.
Yeah. So my low would be I just got back from coffee with my friend Brayden, who is going abroad. So that was like a little sad. I was like mid coffee. I was like, wait a second. Like, I'm not going to see you for 4 months. I didn't, of course, voice that. I was always just like happy for him, but also like truly devastated for my social circles. Yeah. And like Brayden, if you're listening, which he's not, like, I am just so upset
that he's leaving.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's sad. Like, I was trying to
like
spin
there's
it.
Nothing more to dwell on. Like, I'm just sad.
Yeah, at least you got to see him before he left. And yeah, he leaves on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
Tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
Whoa. What time is his flight?
1.
Okay, so it's not super like, and he's
and like it's only 4 months. So.
Well, no, that's a long time. The way you said that, I'm like, ah. It's not like it's only 2 weeks. Like, no, but 4 months is a long time.
Yeah, but we're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay. And you can just like FaceTime and text and call
right,
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Modern technology.
Exactly.
And my bow, we're going to get into in a second. But specifically, this one moment when we were in Charleston, Mom and I were spending the day together because you were working. And we went and got coffee at La Patisserie in Hotel Bennett. And it's this wonderful, airy coffee shop. It's so underground. Like, it's not on any travel websites or like coffee shop websites. When I would look it up, we just knew that it was there because we had been at that hotel before. But we sat and we had cappuccinos in these Le Creuset blue ombre mugs, and we shared a cookie, and the weather was, it was just a perfect moment. And I even said it to Mom at the time. I was like, this is amazing. This is perfect.
That's so cute.
It was sublime.
Aw, that's so cute. You've been having a lot of really funny moments this week.
Yeah.
Just like cute moments.
Oh, also a low was falling through the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh. Scary.
No, seriously, guys. I was walking and I was videotaping and I was trying to stay steady. I didn't look where I was going. And all of a sudden, the grate just like flipped on me. And I literally...
You could have
fell through the sidewalk.
You did. It could have been a lot worse.
Luckily, I have minimal core strength, which kicked in at that moment.
Yeah.
And so I was able to hoist myself up. We all just were like, whoa.
What if you've been wearing a heel?
Oh, gone. I would have been gone.
One leg really could have gotten stuck down there.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you were with people.
No. How awful.
Yeah. We kind of grabbed you. I'm like, whoa, steady there.
So I posted it on my TikTok and I was like, I literally just fell through the sidewalk. And people were saying that happens all the time in Charleston.
Well, how could it not? Especially like the College of Charleston kids.
Yeah.
Because they were like the class changes. That's their commute from one. I don't know where they were going, but it seemed like it was a commute. And they were on their phones and they had headphones in. I mean, I would just shoot through one of those grates every day.
No, there were like 3 comments and it was like, welcome to Charleston. Like, this is what happens all the time.
So it's clearly like a normal thing.
I'm like, well, this has never happened to me before.
I am shook.
Yeah.
I am scared.
I'm just a frail little girl.
Yeah. And it happened right away in the morning. So it was just a really jarring
And
way
then
to start
right
our day.
After that, I dropped my phone and then I broke my bracelet. It was just
what bracelet
one after
did you
another.
Break?
Actually, it didn't fully break. It just came loose and fell. It was like 3 bad things in a row.
You were having a moment. I was like, get your footing. Like, literally and figuratively.
No, what I was actually doing was I was looking for this TikToker that I've followed for a while. And she just moved to Charleston. So I wasn't really looking where I was going. I was just searching faces for her.
Wasn't aware of your surroundings. Yeah, no, I agree with you. But also, like, you were recording something, but it wasn't like you were on your phone. Like, it, so it wasn't even, you know, like, get your head out of your phone. It was...
Right, no, I was... working.
Yeah, well, work never stops. So I would say that my low, I got blisters really badly that one day in Charleston, and I kind of just like made it everyone's problem. But
we left the hotel and we said, do you have good walking shoes? And she was like, we'll find out.
Yeah.
And then 20 minutes in, my feet are hurting.
Yeah, they weren't. It didn't.
Well, buck up.
I should have worn the loafers.
I just fell through the sidewalk.
Yeah. I'm literally wedged in the ground right now. No, so I should have worn my loafers, but that was okay. A small price to pay. And then I would say my bow would just have to be the Charleston trip. Mm-hmm. Why don't we back up a little bit? The reason we were there is I was invited and asked to be a part of Shop Navy Blue's spring launch photo shoot. Shop Navy Blue is an online boutique. She is in 300 stores. Did you just wave to the camera?
I kind of forgot it was there, so I waved just to let them know I'm still...
I mean, I don't want you to, like, think... It's just supposed to be, like, a third person in the room kind of listening.
Okay.
Onto us. You don't really look, stare. You kind of just have a knowing nod.
Okay, well, now they know that I acknowledge them, but I'm also talking, so...
And that's what they want. This is a conversation, okay. And then they're the third person. That's true. Okay, no paparazzi. No paparazzi. So Shop Navy Blue is an online store, and she's also in 300 stores, I think maybe more, across the, you know, nation wholesale. So she just has a small empire that she's building, mm-hmm. and she her resort collection is coming out in June. So they shot everything in January, and it was myself and two other influencers who I had not met before. So it was really nice to – I love meeting new influencers because I always, like – feel this undertone that we've known each other forever.
And it's also nice to just be with people in your same industry who exactly. understand the ins and outs.
They do. And it's nice to have those like conversations. And it's also good because you can bounce things back off each other, like, you know, you would at a conference or with your coworkers. But so that was really fun. And the photo shoot, we got there Monday night, pretty late, 10:30. And then Tuesday we had lunch. We were supposed to have the photo shoot at 9 a.m., but then it was kind of raining in Charleston.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like torrential downpour, so we switched it to 12:30, but then we had lunch together at the Ryder Hotel, which you didn't go to, but it was so cute. A lot of people were swiping over. They'd recently redone it. I think it was like a Holiday Inn or something, and then they made it into this like just charming little hotel.
Wow.
And they had this really cute restaurant and had like palm leaves. It was giving the colony. So my salad was amazing. And actually, they were shooting a Le Creuset photo shoot on the patio outside, so there was another photo shoot going on, and I was like, should we go introduce ourselves?
Wait a second. Like, can I join?
Like, I love your pants. I love your products. Yeah. I didn't even know that the patisserie had Le Creuset.
I know. And we were going to get it into Go Cups. And then I was like, wait a minute. Those are Le Creuset. Let me try them out.
Yeah. Let's sit down for a second. Stay a while.
Yeah.
And then after that, we had the photo shoot from probably 12 to 4. And we just kind of ran around Charleston. You and Mom joined us at one point.
Yeah, we kind of separated that day because you had work, obviously, because that's the reason you were there.
Yes.
And then Mom and I had the day to tour and shop and whatever. And I'll let you finish and then we'll get to me.
We actually went down to the beach too, which was funny. It was like 25 minutes away over on Sullivan's Island. And it was a bit chilly, but the sand was cold. It was funny. Patricia, who runs Peaked PR and put this all together and invited me to the photo shoot, was like, thank goodness we didn't bring our Florida girls because the Midwest, we were all from like the Midwest. She's like, our Midwest girls are hardier out on the beach, like shooting
well,
everything.
Yeah, I mean,
we had cover ups on, but we had like bathing suits and we had to like quickly change. And it was a little, it wasn't like that biting cold that like burns your face. It was more of just like
chilled. I mean, it was -15 at home. And it was 40 degrees in Charleston. So we were welcoming it.
Oh, it was
and
still much
better
weather.
And people in Charleston were bundled up.
Tell us about your day when I was at my photo shoot.
So I started off the day by, we helped you, got you ready, you know, steamed some things. We're just trying to be helpful assistants. And then at one point I screamed at you and I was like, you need to keep doing this so I can keep coming on trips. Like, yeah, this is amazing.
Because you've never been on a trip like this before.
No.
It's always, obviously, Mom and I. And then Claire has been to the Dallas pop-up shop she came to. She came to New York City for the Print Fresh. And then what was the other one? Oh, she came to Charlotte for Veronica Beer. That was like the best thing ever.
So I was like, this is just a whole new world. So Mom and I started off, we had breakfast in the hotel at Franny and the Fox. And then we went just up and down King Street. We went into every store. I got, so there were a lot of sales going on. I'm not really sure if it was like off season or what was going on, but everything in every store was like 40% off. And I'm not exaggerating. So we went into Veronica Beard and we found a wonderful suit. it's, I'm going to say it again, it was sublime.
So the word of the week.
Most of the stuff we got was not on sale because I need work clothes for my real estate club, for my interviews, for my new job in the summer. It's just the whole thing.
It really is just a way of life, as we see today.
Also that, my, you know, part-time fictional politician.
So I mean, politician.
That's just like how I dress.
At all moments.
Is part-time politician.
And like, we always joke that it's like business casual, but today when I looked at you and you had the brooch on, like there was a new character that
and
was
unlocked.
And
it's these wide pants.
Yeah, they're lovely. I got those same pants yesterday.
Yeah, I think they're Legeance. So we got a really good suit. We got two suits maybe. I'm not really sure. But Veronica Beard was a wonderful experience.
But they were on sale.
Oh, things were on sale. Yeah, yeah. We got like a brown blazer that was normally like $800. I think we got it for $200.
That's crazy.
Like the steals. So then
giving it away.
Basically. I'm like, are you sure? So we went to Jaliska and we freaked out. Everything is so beautiful. It's just, I'm overcome with emotion when I see these beautiful serving pieces and these tablescapes. I'm like, this is how I want to live my life.
You are your mother's daughter.
Yeah. So we go in and this woman comes up to us and she, I don't even know how we started the conversation, but she was like, oh my gosh, like it's so chilly here. And we were like, oh yeah, like we're from Cleveland. Like, so it's not that chilly for us. And she was like, mm-hmm. Okay, well, in Utah, there are these men who are snowed out of their houses and they have to climb up their windows. And we're just staring and we're like, is she from Utah? Or like, and then she goes, and they're really good looking. And we just, okay, all right.
So that was the first experience.
That was the first, and we're like, okay, whatever. So then we're like, oh my gosh, like Charleston is just so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She was like claiming everything. It was the most bizarre experience. She was so kooky. And then we ended up getting two mugs that were,
oh my gosh, these mugs,
part of the
ladies.
Country estate in the Delft blue.
And then we ended up the next day when I was with you, we got two more. So we have a set of four, mm-hmm. because we want them for our Laura days. I used it for the first time this morning.
No, seriously.
It is next level.
It's next level.
It's the joy with every sip that
and
you take.
What made it better with the experience was the music they were playing mm-hmm. in Jaliska was top notch. Murder on the Dance Floor. Everlasting Love. I'm not going to go into I can't remember the rest of the playlist, but it was so good. And we finally said, we're like, this playlist is amazing. And the girls in the back were dancing. They're like, we know. Like, this is
they
so
probably
good.
Put it together. They probably curated yeah. it. It was a huge store.
Huge store. They had like these hot air balloons that were made out of wicker. They were a bloody fortune. But
bloody fortune.
They were like $300 for this tiny little hot air balloon.
But like, you felt like you needed it.
I needed it.
Yes.
So anyways, then we went to.
Was that your favorite store?
Yeah. We went into Oliphant, met some characters there, and then, I don't know. Then we just walked up all of King Street. We went to Hotel Bennett. That's when we got the cappuccino and the cookie. Oh, what am I saying? We had lunch at Hotel Bennett, which is where we stayed last time we were in Charleston, and it's a wonderful hotel.
It's a beautiful
Seriously,
hotel.
If you go to Charleston, you should stay there. And then we had a really good shrimp salad. We got our cappuccino, and then we... I can't remember. Oh, then we walked back down King Street because in Veronica Beard, I forgot my Club Monaco bag. Yeah, so that sweater that you're wearing right now is from Club Monaco.
It's
on
actually
sale.
Elizabeth's, but I just threw it on.
On sale. So I think it's normally like, I want to say it's normally $200 and we got it for $70.
I got to tell you, it's a quality sweater.
No, that's what I'm saying. And the guy said that you can actually turn it around and put the buttons down the back.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did take it because I wanted to wear it today before you went back to school. And this color is just...
It's vibrant, vivacious. I love it.
It's so enthralling.
Yeah.
So, and then you did meet up with us in the afternoon.
Then Mom and I were trying to get directions. And then we were like, I don't know where they are. And you just popped out of nowhere. And you were like, guys, what are you doing? Like, we were standing in the middle of the street. A carriage was coming at us. And we couldn't get the directions going.
And you both were like hovered over your phone. And because they were trying to track me, my location. And I was in the hotel the entire day up until yeah. that point, which I think I had said. And then I was like, wait, what are you two doing? They're like, we're looking for you. I'm like, I have been here the whole time.
We had no idea.
It was really funny. And then you kind of walked with us and talked to the other girls and Aaron, who runs Shop Navy Blue. And then we took a few pictures. And then that's when we went to the beach.
And then while you went to the beach, Mom and I went to the Colorful Row houses.
Oh yes,
Rainbow Row, that's what yes. it's called. And we met the cutest little British couple. So apparently there is a cruise ship that comes in and it was clearly from the UK. Every person that came off of it was over 60 in a puff coat and spoke in an accent. So we were walking down and mom and I are just meandering and these two, this actually it was four of them. They go, oh, hello. Are you a local? We were like, no, but we wish we were. Like, who are you?
Yeah.
So we talked to them for a while and it was delightful. And then we walked back.
And it, the whole city. Well,
we basically so walked the whole quiet. City.
You did. You walked the whole city. But a couple things, like it was the whole city was quiet. Except for these people who were on the cruise ship. So 60-year-olds in puffer jackets. And they were like, they were touring. And then, or college students. And
or
then
college students.
It's a great really, time to go to Charleston.
It's a college town when there's no one there.
Totally. You could really
feel
it. That
just happens to have good shopping.
Amazing shopping. Somebody later on told me that, like, one of the girls who was at the photo shoot who lives in Charleston said that they are stopping the cruise in spring because it brings in almost too many tourists. Like, it's probably good for right now, but I could see, like, 2 years ago when we were there for your spring break, the place was a completely different city, packed. And I'm sure, you know, in the spring and the summer, like, when the bachelorette trips and everything, but it was just so chill.
So chill. Oh, so here's the other thing. It was restaurant week. So mom and I ended up getting reservations at High Cotton, which apparently you have to wait months to get a reservation.
We Wild. Just
randomly got it at 6 o'clock. We went there. I really loved the ambiance. Packed. The place was packed. And because it was restaurant week, they had a special menu.
Love it.
And so we tried all these different things. Best coconut shrimp I've ever had in my life.
I can't remember the last time I had coconut shrimp, period. But I want some
now. I love
now.
Coconut shrimp.
Would you say that it was like locals who were at the restaurant?
I would.
You know, like from the area yeah. participating in restaurant week.
And the British people, of course.
Of course. I mean, they were everywhere. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
And then that evening, I had a dinner with a lot of other influencers, local creatives, businesswomen in the area. So there's 12 of us at Franny and the Fox. I should note that the hotel Emmeline and Franny and the Fox hosted us for the entirety of the trip, which was really nice. So they were so super accommodating. And the dinner, honestly, the dinner at Franny and the Fox, I don't think I talked about like how good it was.
You were mentioning that the food everywhere was amazing.
The food everywhere was amazing. We had like 6 courses. I think Patricia picked out all the food and it was just like one amazing thing after the next. They had these big salads that it was like family style, and all the women at the table were talking about how they wanted these said serving pieces, but they were huge salad bowls, and but they were like kind of like a square round type thing.
And
it was just so, it was like a contemporary salad bowl, but you could fit, it was huge. And so there was like 3 of them on the table. It was giving Crate and Barrel. I'm sure it wasn't Crate and Barrel because it seemed a little bit chicer than that, but we should really look into getting these large salad bowls.
Yeah.
They were really cool.
Interesting.
And then everyone had like personalized napkins, which was so pretty. And we got a few other gifts. And yeah, I got to talk to Phoebe, who I had met in the spring at the New England Coastal Creative Conference. And we'd followed each other for a while. She runs Breck and Greer and she lives in Charleston. So I was really happy to see her, like another familiar face. And actually the photographer who shot the pictures all day and then came to dinner as well to shoot pictures was a follower.
Ah.
And she'd been following us for a while, which is also really fun. So, yeah, it was just a wonderful time. And it was a wonderful dinner. We were there until like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, and everyone was in shop navy blue dresses. So we got to pick which dress. I had a pink like short sleeve with like a ruffle collar. It was very chic. And so we were all basically matching at this table. And everyone else in the restaurant like didn't know if it was like a birthday or like
what
the vibes were.
You all looked adorable in your dresses. And actually earlier that day, we weren't sure if the dress would make it because mom and I were just trying to be helpful assistants, you know, that's why we're here. And mom's like, let me steam your dress. So she gets out the little random steamer that's supplied by the hotel and she heats it up and she starts doing it. I'm like, oh, mom, you're just like so great, like that's amazing.
Meanwhile, I'm like filming a reel, so I was
you're
talking.
Filming a reel. Yeah, I'm sitting doing nothing and mom's doing it. All of a sudden she like trips on the cord, the top of the steam comes off and hot water goes pouring on this pink dress, and then she burns herself. Like, water is being, her hand is burnt.
Dress is soaked.
I'm just staring at her. Emily's like, what was the screaming? Because she's in the other room.
In the crash.
So then mom and I got to blow a hair dryer and we blew it. And I was like, you know what? This is the same thing as a steamer. So like the dress is completely sopping wet and I have a blow dryer. She's nursing her wounds and you're just trying to get ready.
I was just trying to get ready because I had to get to lunch at like 11:30 and I was like, okay. And then I come out from my bedroom into the living room and like you're blow drying it and I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on. The dress is soaked.
Like, no, it'll be fine.
But luckily we had steamed it earlier in the day because could you imagine if it was like right before I was supposed to go to dinner.
You know what? I will say the dress was pretty quick drying. Like once I had the hair dryer okay. on it, it was good.
And it was fully steamed too, like not a wrinkle in sight by that evening. So
pro tip, just drench your dress yeah. and then take a blow dryer to
splatter it. Splatter hot water over not only yourself, but your clothes. Yes. Yeah. And you should be good to go. So yeah. Wrinkless free dress. But that was there was a lot of like little funny things that kept happening on the trip.
I wouldn't call those funny.
More of just like whoops.
Yeah.
Like falling through the sidewalk.
Right.
Drenching your outfit. And then the next day, the three of us basically had a repeat of mom and
yeah. your Emily figure. Said to me, well, this is great. We can go into every single store that I didn't get to go into that you guys went into. I'm like, we're not going up and down King Street.
What was I just your, wanted to be included. Like, I just wanted to experience.
We're going to go into every single store. Like, no, we're not.
But I didn't mean it like, I just was like, oh, let's go shopping again. You know, like it was more like that. But you did save a few stores. Mm-hmm. And we did go into a lot of stores, though.
Yeah.
We went and found kind of off the beaten path this needlepointing shop
yes.
that mom had looked up. So that was cute. And mom has kind of re-entered her needlepointing era.
She was doing it last night.
She was doing it last night. And she's creating so many wonderful little mm-hmm. creations. And what are their highlights? Oh, Minnow.
Oh, yeah.
So the girls were talking about it the night before. I'd like heard of it. But in a better sense, I hadn't heard of it.
But in a much more real sense, I had no idea what they were talking about.
So then when they were speaking about it at dinner, I was like, oh, you know, shaking my head like I knew what they were saying.
You're like, right, the tiny fish.
Right. Yeah. And then the next day.
You're like, have you heard of salmon?
Yeah. No, we're not doing this game. Okay. So then we saw it the next day. And then I like saw another influencer who was on a brand trip with Minnow. So it kept popping up. But it was a really pretty store.
So mom and I had walked by it the first day and we just thought it was a kid's store because all the mannequins in the window were kids. But they also had adult clothing.
I think it's yeah mommy and me type situation, but it was a really pretty store. La Florendelle was also really pretty. They had their Valentine's Day pieces out, all of which were outrageous prices for,
and I was like, this is a literal ballet shoe. Like you yeah. No, like it was what you could dance in it. There was no sole, there was really no bottom.
Well, and if that's going to be kind of like the new thing, like if we're going to be seeing an actual ballet shoe for the spring, you know how like the trend.
Yeah, yeah.
We should just go and get ballet shoes and put a sole on.
Here's what I'm thinking: we go and get ballet shoes that lace up, you know, like how the dancers wear, and we just wear those with dresses.
Yeah, but they're not gonna have like any.
Okay, we'll get a sole on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Take it to a cobbler.
But I'm saying get the ones that lace up all the way.
Okay, and then break out into dance at any moment.
Yeah. It's part of your world.
Yes, I agree with you completely. Wait, I was just going to say something else. Oh, Hamden Clothing. We went in there.
Yeah.
And they were having major sales.
Major
like,
sales.
Like, I'm saying 70% off.
Prices slashed. Like, I was worried they were closing, how big the sales were.
They were acting like it. They had, like, it was one of those things where, like, racks were up. There was, a system to it. I loved it. It was great. And I got a purse from a brand that I have been eyeing for many months. Sophia Richie posted about it when she went to the King's Coronation because her dad performed. And it's a French brand. It's called Destry. I don't know. I'm
1,000%
yeah.
sure.
So we're positive
right.
I'm not saying it. It's D-E-S and then tree. It's all one word. And it's French. Destry.
Destry?
I don't know. Again, we don't know. And we're not going to try.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah. No, for sure. And so I had never been like in an in-person store and seen it. Obviously, I've looked online before. And so Hamden had it. And I kind of, you know, freaked out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I did. And then the brown purse that I picked up, I think it was like $750. I had thought about asking for it for Christmas. Then I was like, no, like I don't, whatever. Found a purse, 70% off. The purse was like $700 or $800. And we got it for, I think, $170. And it's yeah. really cute. It's like a shoulder bag and it's perfect for spring. It has this cool pattern. So even besides the fact that it's this brand that I've really been like admiring for a while, it's just a cool purse.
It's really cool. It's like, what is that fabric?
Yeah, what is that
fabric?
Is it tapestry? No.
What?
No, I'm sorry. It's
some sort of fabric, and then it has like a crushed velvet on top in like a different color.
Yeah, it is like a tapestry.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry I shot you down.
Yeah, sorry. So quick to say.
Just, you know what else I'll say about Hamden? So I went in the first day without you, and I took a Insta story, and their social media is fabulous. They were like DMing me, and they were like, can't wait to see what pieces you got. And then the next day I went in, so I was like, obviously I'm going to do it again. And I took a picture of like their seating area, and they responded again.
Wait, I tagged them. I don't know if they said anything to me. No, I didn't post about them. Mm. That's probably why. But when I wear my purse, I will.
Yeah.
Well, did you notice a girl at the front desk who was like waiting?
The checkout?
She ended up checking us out. She was editing a reel and she was like showing it to the woman. So my guess is that it was just the girl who was right there.
Well, they have more than one store.
No, that's the only store.
I thought there was one in Palm Beach.
Mom, is there another store? Yeah, I think that's the only store.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I don't think it's as big as we thought. Like, they have a really big online store. And how many followers do they have on socials?
I want to say like 100,000.
Yeah, but I think that's the only store.
Okay.
That would make more sense. We also could be wrong, but I don't think it's in Palm Beach. We would have seen it in Palm Beach.
You're right.
But yeah, I'm really excited about my purse. I'll have to show you gals on Instagram.
What else did we do? Then we walked to Hotel Bennett again. And we went and just got cappuccinos and a cookie.
I had an almond croissant. It was amazing. I actually, we met a follower in there who recognized us that day. And she was lovely. Took a picture with her. So then after we had our little afternoon pick me up, met the first follower, we were strolling through College of Charleston. And there was like a full on class change. We basically just walked into their semester.
Yeah.
And then we were just standing on the corner trying to find the Kyo house, and we ran into another follower, and she was on her way to a class. And we took a picture. It was so cute.
Yeah.
And then we found the Kyo house.
Of course. And then as we were standing on the street corner, I made eye contact with this really cute boy who was driving this huge SUV and clearly like late for class.
Loved the vibes.
And we were just like staring at each other, and then he walked away and I like blew him a kiss and I was like, bye, love you.
No, it was so funny. He had like a cool card.
He was so cute.
A barber coat and like a cool hat, and clearly the man's racing to get to class. Yeah. Like, you know, we know the type, frat boy.
Just woke up.
Loved every part of it. So yeah, that was cute. I think mom actually got a video of that. But you took a picture in front of the Kyo house, which is charming.
Yeah.
I like how they set up their sororities and fraternities. Like, it's so cool. They're just in like these old Charleston houses. And then we went back to the hotel, walked all the way back. And we that evening went to a very early dinner at Husk because we had to wake up the next day at 4 a.m. to get our flight back home, which thank goodness we did. We'll get to the dinner in a second because we could have gotten stuck.
Yeah, there was some of that snowstorm coming in. So yes. I'm glad we left early.
But we went to Husk, what were your thoughts?
Okay, so I'm going to be brutally honest. It was super underwhelming. The food was not amazing. And the service was .
Yeah, I was underwhelmed.
They were brisk with us.
Good word. The outside of it is so cute, and we had been to the bar before 2 years ago and had just sat there because we couldn't get a reservation. So we were excited because we're like, oh, this is like off season. You walked in there and there was like the decor. I was really thrown off.
Underwhelming.
It was giving like Brio.
Yeah.
Which there's literally nothing wrong with Brio, but
we had such high expectations.
That was like everyone's number one.
Especially since I had gone to High Cotton the night before. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is going to be even better, because every travel website you go on says Husk. And I posted on my TikTok, I was like, it wasn't the best. Like, I was just so underwhelmed. And somebody said, like, it's not what it used to be.
Oh.
So maybe there's new management?
Yeah, no, it really, like, the inside and then the food that we ordered, we just shared. We pretty much tried every appetizer. So it's not even, like, because we just shared it all. We ordered one bad thing. We tried every appetizer.
We tried every appetizer.
And I was like, what is going on? And then they basically were like, we need this table. You guys need to leave.
They told us to get up and leave.
Yeah. Which
would never have happened if three men were sitting at the table.
Absolutely not. So overall, I was like, this is what we're all losing our minds over in Charleston. Like,
go to High Cotton before you go to
High Cotton. Go to Franny and the Fox. It was so good and fun and like a cool vibe. Maybe we were just there on like the wrong day. It got busier as we were sitting. Underwhelmed. But then the next day we woke up and I had had my own room all three nights. Or all two nights. And then the third night, I also could have had my own room, but I just wanted to be with you guys because we were getting up so early. So I like switched and came up to your room. And it was really fun. And then we were home by like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. We went and got breakfast. I was starting to get delirious because, like I said in the last podcast, I just get pale and hollow eyes. This time I went pale, but I had red bloodshot eyes.
Well, okay. That would probably be from the
lack
of sleep. I think the hollow black eyes is coming when there's like a wave of sickness, whereas like the red might be just from exhaustion.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to notice your patterns and your ways.
Mm.
But that was the Charleston recap. It was a really quick little fun trip, a nice respite. I'm so happy that you got to finally join me on one of these little, you know, content influencer trips. And you might be joining another one.
I'm trying to. weasel my way in.
We would love to have you. I mean, anyone is always welcome if they can get themselves there, you know, if you have the time. And we're like, yeah, sure, like anyone's welcome. So we probably won't hear from you again for a little bit.
Yeah, not for a while. And I'm going back to school this Saturday.
So just to reiterate once again, in case you're new here, Miami has a super long winter break. It's called J term. So it's pretty much the entire month of January. It's just been so lovely.
It's been amazing.
This has been one of the marvelous best J terms.
Yeah.
Maybe ever. I'm not even in school, but I feel like I participate in them because I'm home. And it really has been lovely. Like,
I have such attachment issues now.
Forget that you're
now
in school.
Same.
No.
Same.
Yes. It's kind of nice, though, because January is just the most uneventful month of the year.
Bleak.
So the fact that you get to be like cozy and at home, like all the Miami students, it's nice. You just wipe out that whole month and then you come back and you're already in February.
And then
February.
We jump into recruitment.
So you jump into recruitment. That is a little tough.
Jarring.
Because it's like you've just had so many weeks of quiet and being at home and whatever. Unless you're studying abroad or you're taking a class, but still. And then like all these people. Are you excited for it?
I haven't really thought about it. I'm trying not to think about
it. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up. But
no,
I just,
it's okay.
They
want
to know what you're doing.
I am not thinking about it.
So sorry.
Yeah.
But you still have a full week here, which is crazy. So, I mean, those like were all of my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to have you on here and talk about the Charleston trip. And we decorated for Valentine's Day today, which is just looking
these
so
candles
cute.
We actually got in Charleston at Lake Pajamas.
Yeah, I don't know what brand they are. Mom, what brand are the candles? Because people are going to want these.
I don't know how to say it, but we'll link.
Okay, we'll
something
link
with
them.
An M. Starts with
just
an M.
Beautiful. They would make for a really pretty Valentine's Day gift.
You know
for
what
someone
I like about them, besides the twistiness and the spiraling, is that they are glossy.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of candles are matte or don't have that shine.
Get some shiny candles for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Why don't we ever talk about that? Why don't we talk about this glossiness? I love it. It's really, really pretty. So there's just like a few pieces around the house and it's brought a little new life, a little new pink life. Unfortunately, we couldn't see Laura last week because Friday we switched her. Obviously, we were out of town on Wednesdays. She comes on Wednesday. And then we switched her to Friday and ended up being a snow day. One of her daughter, like the kids had off. It was a whole thing. So we kept in contact with her over the weekend. She was like, I was so sad. I like wanted to come over. I bet you have a fire. And then I posted about the mantle and she was like the first person to swipe over. And she
we
was
had
like,
hot chocolate
mantle.
That day.
We had soup.
Oh, that was also a good day. There's just been so many good days.
I know. It's just been very just like relaxing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm really, you know, enjoying winter, treating it like hibernation season, going to bed early.
I've been reading
a
lot.
You've been reading a ton. Every time I look at you, you got your head in a book.
You're learning too much.
Yeah.
I renewed my library card.
We went to the library the other
day. I wasn't even in their system. I was like, what are you talking about? I had to get a whole new library card.
So last thing before we sign off for this episode, but I went to Goma, which is a sushi restaurant in Cleveland. I had been there once before, but not like it was like a year ago. I was on a little date and it was so good. I think I told mom this, but we sat down. It was like freezing. We were like clomping through snow. There was like Disney on Ice, so the whole downtown was like swarming with people. Parking was an issue, whatever. We sat down and they brought little warm towels. Yeah.
Wow, what a treat.
It was really cute. Yeah. And I just hadn't had sushi in a while and all of it tasted divine.
What'd you get?
So we started with miso soup.
Cute.
And then we shared chicken fried rice and he picked the sushi. It had like steak in it, I want to say.
I'm not familiar.
I wasn't either. And then it had wasabi, which I was also not aware of because I didn't really. I was like, yeah, just pick whatever. Like, I don't care. And it went like up through my nose into my forehead. And the same thing happened to him. And we both were like unwell for a minute and couldn't talk. And then there wasn't like an aftertaste.
Do you want to know a fun fact I learned about wasabi from the local news channel? Is that wasabi is actually in the United States horseradish and they dye it green. Real wasabi is something we've never experienced. You have to go to Japan to get real wasabi.
What?
Yeah. And it was, people were going bananas.
Well, it didn't really taste like horseradish.
They put, it's like something horseradish and something else, and then they dye it green.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. Well, I really liked our dinner. It was super
fun. Go to Japan to get your wasabi.
That's the end of that. And then, what else did we do? Oh, we just went to a few bars. It was really fun. It was a good night. Had to be there type thing. But anyway.
I wasn't.
No.
Because I wasn't invited.
Literally, we're not invited.
Literally, was not home. So. Anyways, I made a cheese board last night, a bitsy board, if you will. and stares into the soul of the camera. I made a Bitsy board, and Mom, Dad, and I had a wonderful time.
It looked really good. That's what I'm saying. I feel like we're really like falling into the winter. Like that was mm-hmm. so cozy. I was sad to leave that too because it looked really nice. I was eating the remnants of it this morning or today for lunch.
Oh yeah.
It looked like an amazing cheese board. An amazing Bitsy board.
It was. Should have been there.
So remember to make your cheese boards. Remember to make your snacks.
Yeah. Remember to make a snack plate for your loved ones this winter season.
So I think that's our show for today. Thank you so much for sitting down on this Sunday afternoon, joining us fireside, looking professional and put together, and just bringing a lot of entertainment to the show.
Mm-hmm. We hoping honestly, for those votes we this really next upcoming election season.
How long are you on the campaign trail for?
Too long. Too long.
Bring Bitsy back. That should be your slogan. And there's so many things that there's so many directions. Such an easy name.
It's just these pants too are wide, so they look like they're a work pant, but they're actually jeans. They're black jeans.
They're from L'Agence, and we went and got clothes yesterday for Dad, like with the intention. But of course, like you know, we found a few. I was having a pant issue, and I got the same pants from L'Agence and like a cropped black.
So jean. You too may look like me
on the, yes
a politician.
I'm part of the team. I'm part of the more of the raising money side of things, you know.
Yeah, no, seriously, I
actually
felt no like
I'd
Kate
be the social media manager.
I felt like Kate Middleton.
You look like her.
Wow, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I mean, I don't know if you do, but you're good. Yeah.
But I'll take it.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope you all have a wonderful start to your Monday or whenever you're listening to this, and until next time, Bitsy, because I don't know when I'm gonna hear from you again.
So long.
Farewell.
Avida sin adieu.
Where's that from?
Sound of Music.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the best cinematic masterpieces.
Again, watch Sound of Music. Make some hot chocolate. Thank you all for listening to today's episode of Bows and Company. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.